Proclamation number 5570 of 4th of January, 1953. Counteracting of Satan where spiritual striving is. God's adversary will always be at work where God and His kingdom are being worked for. For it concerns His power, which will diminish to the same extent as the souls turn towards the kingdom of God. And His activity will always aim to plunge people into doubt, to present them with untrue knowledge and thus to make use of people who are not in truth themselves, for they willingly represent error, and error is good ground for God opposing forces. Anyone who works for the kingdom of God will find many opponents, for His kingdom is not what people seek and desire. His kingdom requires turning away from the world and its pleasures, and only a few are willing to do so, but most remain faithful to the world and thus also to the one who is Lord of this world. But he who proclaims the kingdom of God often meets with resistance, and his work is often unsuccessful. But this is a sign that he wants to bring divine things to people, that he is opposed by the majority of people. They want to see success, they want to acquire tangible goods, they want to stand high on earth, and the kingdom of God does not offer them all this. And what it does offer they do not demand. Spiritual goods that will follow them into eternity. The world will become ever more prominent. The lust for pleasure and the well-being of the body will be indulged in excessively, and to the same extent the desire for the life of the soul will dull until finally a pitiful spiritual body leaves the earth which cannot enter the kingdom of God. Wherever there are spiritually striving people, the opposing forces start to move, for God's adversary knows that he does not have much time left. But his activity before the end is frightening, for people enter his net with open eyes, they prefer to follow him rather than the messengers of God who proclaim his kingdom to the nations of the world. For God does not come forth obviously in order to leave people free will, but he can be recognized if people want to recognize him. For his messengers bring his word to people. His messengers proclaim the pure teaching of Christ again. His messengers admonish people to love and want to help them not to blindly walk into ruin. God and His kingdom are no longer recognized. His messengers are rejected, and people's way of life is not according to God's will. It is not based on the commandment of love for God and one's neighbor. Because someone works against it who always succeeds where the eye is directed towards the world, because he is listened to rather than the proclaimers of God's kingdom. Nevertheless, the laborers in the vineyard of the Lord shall not grow weary nor fear the powers of darkness. And even if there are only a few who desire light, they will receive it and again radiate light. And rays will also fall into the darkness and there again show individuals the way that leads to the kingdom of God. The work of God's servants will not be done in vain, for He Himself is behind it with His strength of love and He blesses every activity which is carried out for Him and His kingdom. And His kingdom will remain when the world kingdom passes away. His kingdom receives all who seek it, who did not desire the world but gave themselves to God, who now opens His kingdom to them in all glory. Amen.